Blog Talk Radio.
Bye. You and I, for characters. Hi, everybody. Hi, Angels. Di and I are just chatting away here, and sorry about that, you know, and but we're having a good time. Remembering last holiday season when we were both having fun, and she's in a great relationship now, and I'm really happy for you and John. I really am. So we were laughing at, we were going through something very similar at the same time and making jokes on how to get through it last Christmas.
Yeah.
So
we had a night and day difference between last year and this year for us. And so if anybody's having a crappy, you know, romantic life, or they're with some bimbo, bozo, just hang in there because it'll get better. You'll meet somebody better.
Yeah, bimbo, bozo. I like that. That's good. Put your show on. How do you cope when you're in a bimbo, bozo relationship?
Yeah, relationship. Mine was like the biggest cheapskate. I dated last year at Christmas time. I was dating the biggest cheapskate I have ever met in my life, I think, ever. And the thing is, the guy had money, but, you know, it was all to spend on himself.
Can you remember that?
He wouldn't even buy. After he sponged off of me for a month, I got him out of the house to go somewhere, which, of course, I had to drive. He wouldn't even pay for me a 99-cent cup of coffee.
Di, I remember that. And do you remember him going hunting and wanting to bring his animal, whatever he shot, back to your house?
That was his
gift. Took it.
That was his gift to me for dinner. He was going to bring me home some dead birds to clean. Yeah, and I had to cut him loose. That was the last stroke.
I remember that, man. Okay, and I was in a relationship too at the time. It was not a really big date, but it was. I'm going to get through this guy. Get drunk.
Yeah.
That's Di.
Sweet. That's right. I said drink a lot.
There you go. Anyway,
when Therese calling me from the bathroom, when you're calling me from the bathroom of the restaurant saying, what do I do? Clearly the date's not going well.
That's it. Anyway, I was like, yay, drink a lot. I was like, I can't do this date anymore. Anyway, so I got home and it was all good. Anyway,
yeah, so
we've had a lot of
for.
Yes, we do. It's a new year, and this is what we're going to talk about this year, or tonight, today, is the new year, and this is the first time in 19 years that a new year, January 1, and also a new moon has happened in 19 years, and that's a magical time, okay, new year, mm-hmm. new moon, because both of them. New Year is always about new beginnings, right? How many New Year's resolutions that we make and how many do we really keep, I think is the real question. And the new moon is all about new beginnings and making things happen. And I want to be really clear when I share these things with you is that it's not that the new moon makes things happen or the new year makes things happen, but what it is it's about something within ourselves. You know, our intentions that we want to make happen, you know, and using our higher power, using our higher self, whatever it is, to do that. And so when you have a new moon, I explain it to someone like this. It's like a kite in the air. If you have, you know, your kite's always going to be able to get up in the air, right, if there's a little bit of a wind. But the new moon, mm-hmm. when it comes to manifesting, and the new year when it comes to manifesting, make things happen, it's like putting a kite up in the air with a big gust of wind, and that's going, and you can get the highest fly, you know what I mean? So your kite's going to fly higher,
right,
and easier. So that's kind of what it means. But it's not that it makes it happen. It just what it does is it doesn't make it happen. But what it does do is it helps make it happen easier. Do you understand it?
Gives
gas to the intention. I guess is
like
the right
Mars.
Way of saying
it's
it.
Like there's, Mars.
Yes.
Mars
yeah.
is like, if you have Mars in part of your chart, they always say Mars is like a booster rocket for things. It just kind of adds a steam behind it. So, and that's totally what the new moons do. And, you know, I used to not follow the astrology stuff so much, and then I started kind of trying to follow them just to, in an attempt to disprove them. But it's like if you start trying to disprove them, you end up kind of proving them to yourself, which is kind of bizarre. But that, you know, it seems like with the moons and the planetary things, there is a lot to that. And so I definitely follow the new moons, the full moons. They always seem like they're a culmination of things happening. But you know more about the new moon, so I'll let you explain that.
Well, I'm going to just, so I'm going to share with you what the new moon means and how you can use it this, you know, January 1, which is always about a new relationship and using a little bit of incense, a little bit of new moon, and a little bit of the January, the new year. But the most important is being really clear about what you're looking to create in your life, you know what I mean? And I'll give you an angel that works with moon energy, too, as well. So, and then you can, you and I can discuss our New Year's intentions. I don't want to call them resolutions because it's such an overused word, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. I know, right? You know, I know you guys. I want to hear what some of your New Year's intentions are instead of resolutions. So when the new moon is January 1, first time in 19 years, for those of you that are just tuning in or will tune in later, and January 1 is the new year, of course, 2014. Super excited to be a part of that. And so how do you use that? Well, first of all, you get really clear on what you're looking to manifest. I know that I want to, Guy, I've told you a couple of things I want to manifest. Is really, I want to do a full marathon, a 26-mile marathon, and then I want to do a triathlon. And that's my New Year's intentions this year. I want to have the man of my dreams, and I want him to want to live with me. Okay, 2%. Probably got to find him.
To want to live with you.
Yeah, I don't know who you are. I just haven't met you yet, as Michael Bublé says.
That's right.
So, yeah, you know, so, hey, I saw a picture of his chest in a dream, though. I want you to know that my mom sent me, and she goes, and I can't remember his face. So if I meet you on the street and we go out and I say, can I see your chest, please? No, I'm not a weirdo. I just need to make sure because I remember the chest.
It's the same one. It's the right guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're the one I saw in my dream.
Yeah. I need to see your veritas before I go out with you.
Yeah, exactly. Should be playing. Anyway, and if he says, I expect the same because I saw the one dressed in my dream. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Whoops.
What are you going to do?
I
class
what
him.
To do? Let me see. Yeah, exactly. You show me yours and I'll show you mine. It's all good.
That's right.
Anyway.
That's right.
So get really clear. Those are a couple of mine. I'm going to be really detailed about it. And because, you know, it's a mind-body-spirit thing here on Angel Coaches, and so we want to get that really, really clear too as well. And so I'm really focusing on my spiritual, physical, and emotional body. That's my goal for this year because I'll bring a lot to the table. I already
right.
do, just like you do. Hopefully, when I go out, I'm going to be just like, yeah, you know, with a guy. so, yeah, there you go. So what you do is you get really clear first on what you're looking to create. And I don't think that New Year's resolutions doesn't work for me to, you know, I like to say New Year's intentions. So the New Year's intentions,
right.
I gave you a couple of mine. What are a couple of yours? Tell me what yours are.
Well, you know, of course, now I always laugh at people who say, oh, I'm going to get in shape and I'm going to lose weight and everything. And I've never done that. I've never made a New Year's resolution, actually. But, you know, you have things that you want to manifest in the new year. And so I'm, you know, I'm sorry that I'm joining the throngs of people who resolve to get in better shape. Only I have a specific goal. I have to be. And I have to look better in a bikini by the end of February because John gave me a trip to Belize for Christmas. So I've got, you know, a big incentive here. So that's definitely one of them. But, you know, he and I have talked about what we want next Christmas to look like and what we want to happen, you know, in the next year. And so my intentions are to make, you know, both of our dreams come true, and so that's kind of where I'm at. And you know, personal stuff, not really professional stuff, but that's what I want to see. You know, I want next Christmas, by the time next Christmas gets here, I want to be happy. I mean, I'm happy now, but I mean, I want to be where I want to be with John, under the same roof, so we're not driving back and forth all the time, and enjoying family and which we did this year. But I think it'll just be easier if we're together. So that's kind of, you know, mine's more of manifesting the life that I wanted for a long time. So that would be, you know, kind of 2014, I think, will be the culmination of that.
You know, I like that, and that is good. And by the way, guys, you know, I ran a half marathon. I've run 5Ks, and I run just about every day. So I just want to take that further. So, you know, so I always think manifesting intentions are not saying I want to run a half marathon and you haven't even gotten off the couch or get in better shape and wear a bikini by maybe and starting, because you look great. By the way, you guys, she's so funny. I was listening to her yesterday. Yeah, I'm going to get into a bikini, get really in shape because I'm going to Belize and all this. I was like, sure, you're in great shape. That's my personal opinion about her. You know, so maybe, in, you know, backing it down with the intentions, your New Year's intentions, if you want to get in excellent shape, start with my New Year's intention is to lose 10 pounds in the next month or 2 months or whatever it takes, you know, you be real about it. So that's a cool thing. Write that down. You know, I always think it's better to write it down because the power of the written word, spoken word, and say it and read it. I'm going to share this with you because Di's not going to remember this, but I do. Last year, Di started writing down all the qualities that she wanted in her guy, and that was last Christmas. Do you remember?
Yeah.
As she got rid of the hunter.
The cheesecake.
Yeah, the hunter. Anyway,
she
wrote it down. Yeah, exactly, the cheesecake. And she wrote it down and what she wanted. And, you know, voila, here's John a year later, less than a year later. I think you guys have been dating about 6 months. 6 months later, she got involved with a great guy, and look where she's at. But you were really clear about writing it down and reading it and making it happen. And so she did that. And I remember it, too, as well. And I haven't read mine every night because, well, that's not true, I have.
Because you've been dating.
Okay.
You've been dating instead of reading your intentions.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Yes.
Anyway, I said I was going to stay by myself for a year and a half, okay? So, you know, I just started recently dating again, so which is a good thing. And I'm enjoying
it.
Yeah. So, anyway, so little thing here with your intentions. If your bottom line is to look like a great-looking lady or guy in a bathing suit, a bikini or whatever, look at that as your ultimate goal. But take the steps to get there. So start writing your intentions. I intend to lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds or exercise every day for the next 30 days. You know what I mean? Take it 30 days at a time. That's something I got really clear about. and then write that down. And then what's another thing that you do is I choose to write things down on colored paper. And I use the heart chakra paper. And, you know, pink or rose color, you just write yours down. And everything that I wrote down last year, I had just about gotten, okay, do you understand? With the exception of the guy, and I really didn't focus on that except I wanted to be by myself for a year, and I did. And I worked on my insulin, and by the way, I'm down to 2 units where I wanted to be totally off, but I'm down to 2. I started at close to 50 when I first started in 2 units, and that's a good thing. So, yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
It, you know, and, I know, Di, I'm so excited about it, you know. So write your intentions down. And then your New Year's intentions. And then what do you do after that? Well, first of all, after you do that, then you go out there to the new moon, read them. In the new moon, you can wait till the evening, and you're like, well, 3. That is New Year's Day. Don't worry. Most of us are going to be hungover, so we're not going to wake up till after 5 anyway, and it's all good. So,
right.
But, yeah, wait. You go up there and read it. As I said, the New Year is going to give you gas to get things done. And so read it and then burn it. Burn it by a candlelight if you feel comfortable. And be careful with that because it's fire, right? Say that.
Right.
A friend of mine, she caught her grass on fire around her. She's so funny. So she goes, I'm going to do this on the new year. And I go, yeah, you're going to do it on the new year. She goes, I'm probably going to be drunk. I said, wait till you sober up, right? So because the new year has a magical energy to it, it's a new beginning, new moon with it, first time in 19 years. So I've got a couple things that I want to create and manifest and make happen with my New Year's resolution. And I see people on the call. I'm going to call on you guys because some of you guys I know, and you tell us what you want to manifest, you know. One of the things I also want to manifest this year is angel coaches taking it to a whole new level, which we're doing. And, you know, where you guys can work from home, coaching people and getting your work out there. And so we're working on that too as well. So let me, I'm going to call on somebody with a 609 area code. Will that be fun? You know who you are, so you can
yeah.
Tell something you want to manifest for the new year. So it's good. Okay, Miss, I think this is Donna. Donna, is this Donna? Donna, quite good, Donna.
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
I can. So talk to me. Talk to Di and I. We told you what we want to manifest. She wants to live under the same roof. And I just want to get a boyfriend.
you want the right boyfriend.
I do. Okay. Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, what is the and he's, you know, I'm picky. He's got to be breathing. What do you want to manifest? New moon energy. There you go. New moon energy and the new year energy. What are you going to do? What do you want to manifest?
Well, I want to manifest, one of the first things I always put out there is to be the best light that I can possibly be, meaning to bring the most love and joy around me. There's days that I'm quite well with that, and there's other days when I get in bed and I know I could have done better. But that's usually my first intention that I put out. My second intention is to really have my spiritual work take off in terms of being an empowerment coach, you know, with angel coaches and helping people realize their dreams and the life that they choose to live. And to make money for my own needs and the needs of my family, and also to be able to give a portion of that back to society. I truly believe in to whom much is given, much is expected. And those would be my first three off the top that I really need to stay focused on. And always, always, always have joyful mate love. And have that be both ways. So those would be what I plan to do.
You're so good at how she says things. Look at her, Di. We're talking about living in the same roof, and she's talking about light and love.
I know. See?
She's better than we are. She's more angelic.
No. Yeah, she's better than we are. It's all good.
With the angel coaching, we need coaching. No.
Yeah. Donna, you listen, Di and I had this radio show on Sunday. Imagine what you can do. Okay, we can get a radio show. No worries. You're going to do great on the radio. Okay.
And not only that, I'm in the middle of BJ's talking.
Listen, her talk about light and love in the middle of BJ's. I'm over there looking for bargains, but I'm there. It's all good. that's funny. Hey, great New Year's intentions there. So we, Di, I support her in this. I just want to send that energy and love out to you too as well, Nana, because you're an amazing woman. We're fortunate to have you. At Angel
thank
Coaches.
I'm fortunate to have you guys.
Thank you. We love you. Thank you so much. Anyway, I'm going to let you go so you can go shop at BJ's. If you meet a young, hot, sexy guy, give him my number.
I'll give him your number.
Look at his
chest first. Thanks, Donna.
Okay.
All right.
Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you, Don. I love her. She's the best. Anyway. I know. She's so good and holy. We need to be holy women, guys, okay?
We need to be more like her.
Oh, no, more holy women.
I don't know. I've already missed that one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but you're happy. And you get a lot of, you got to, you got a lot of good loving coming your way, physical loving and spiritual loving. Anyway.
Yeah, that's
okay,
even better.
Yeah, spiritual loving. Okay. All right. Let me just tell you a New Year's intention for Miss Allison here. Allison, is her first year New Year's intention is to get the pictures and the bio to her buddy, Tariq. So let's see if that's on her list.
There you go.
Okay. All right. She's an angel guide. Hey, Allison. I think it's Allison.
Hi. It is. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Happy Happy Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Happy New Year to the both of you, too. I miss you guys. I feel like I've been gone forever. I didn't get to hear the show on Thursday. I was like, God, I got to connect with these ladies this morning.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here. Yeah,
exactly. Me too.
Are you a heathen like me and Di? Okay, you know, we're like, and then Donna's a holy one.
Like, I thought
Donna
we
is
nicer the- than we are.
She is. I don't know. I'm a little bit more on the heathen side than the holy side. For me
what
this year,
standing under. That's funny. Go ahead. What are you doing this year?
This year, I want to work on myself. I you know, I've been listening to you, Tree, talk about taking a year off and working on yourself, and I think that's what I need to do. I need to work on myself. I need to work on my spiritual gifts. And I have been. I've been really doing doing some really heavy meditating and really getting connected and really just finding a balance, you know, trying to figure out me. I've been real good about helping everybody else achieve their goals, but now I want to be able to focus on me so that I can turn around and really work on those gifts and work on my, you know, my clairsentient and my hopefully clairvoyant so that I can in turn use that and give back to others, you know, to help them further. But I realize that I have to work on me. And then, you know, and finding that balance, you know, working on work, you know, becoming a really good leader at school and be able to give back to the teachers and the children and the families. And, of course, I have to finish school. And then, like you, Cherie, I want to do a marathon, you know. I want to be able to do that this year.
I'm doing it with you. Okay. You and I
know.
Doing it together.
Yeah,
I told
Joelle
and Dwayne.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Good. Well, we're going to do it together. And then, believe it or not, you're going to fall over when I tell you this. I wrote 3 chapters of my first book 2 days ago.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Yes, I did. It finally hit.
It's happening.
It is. Boy, is it ever. Oh, my gosh. Talk about channeling. Yeah.
Yeah, once you start writing, it just comes, you know. You just have to start.
It did. I sat down. I totally blew off schoolwork, but I sat down and I just had to write. I had gone out for a walk and came back in and it just hit me and I just kept going. And so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm excited. I was like, oh, my God. So
that's great.
Yeah, so that's for me this year, you know, just really figuring me out, getting the balance, working on my gifts, and being able to get back, and doing a marathon and writing a book. So that's a lot. Well, I got to finish school too. Yeah, in the middle of all that, I got to finish school too.
You're
getting the pictures and the bio over to Angel Coaches so you can be a great coach too. As well, just saying. All right, you know what I mean. So
yeah.
We need to get your stuff so we can have your page.
The pressure is good because that all falls into really, you know, working on those spiritual gifts, really working on, you know, working with my guides and my angels, and that'll all come together and being able to give back. So I definitely will do that.
Yeah, because we're getting ready to start that marketing. I'm just saying, anybody that's listening that wanting to tap into Angel Coaches, I really, really worked hard on putting a training manual together so you guys will know what to do, but also seeing the marketing. And I want you to get as many clients as you can and being able to, while you're teaching class or whatever, have something that you can, you know, audio or a visual file that they can download. Okay, and then you can be making an income from that. So, you know, I'm talking mind, body, and spirit here. So, anyway, congratulations on that. So you are so holy. I like Donna. She just texted me. She said, I'm a holy woman with a little devil in me. Yeah, I'm a holy woman with a little devil. That's me.
I love it.
Okay, I'm a little bigger. I'm a holy woman with a big old devil. It's all good.
Yeah, but I figured I better stop fighting with the one thing that I really need to work on, and that would be me. And so instead of just, you know,
awesome.
To keep going, to keep going through the angst of this and that and other, it's like, you know what? I just have to put everything on the back burner. Tree's favorite thing, put it on the back burner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's
my
I worked on me about two years.
Yeah, you did. Look at you. You got the guy of your dreams and love and all that kind of stuff, and I swear you guys are so happy.
It did. A couple years of work. A couple years of work on me. So, it pays off. It does.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. Sometimes with, Di and I talked about this, with relationships, old relationships. It's like, when you can look at that old relationship and that person, whether you're a woman or a man, and that person reaches out to you and you don't feel anything, that can be closure for you right there. Sometimes asking for closure in this new moon and in this new year can really help you. So asking for closure, you know what I mean? And you're like, well, what does she feel or what does he feel? Well, it might be a wound reopening for him, but it doesn't matter. Okay, that's his or her stuff. But, you know, if some of you guys are listening or will download it later, ask for closure, you know what I mean? And ask to see that your new mate and you are happy or you're happy with yourself, whatever that looks like. I did that, and it was wonderful because I told my ex that I hadn't seen in years, I said, bug off, you know, and it gave me real peace and closure, you know what I mean? So, and he still insists on wishing me happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas. That's okay, you know what I mean? At least I don't have to listen to him babble.
Yeah, babble anymore.
Yeah, so that's something, you know, too, as well. Ask to see it. Be happy and ask for those around you to see you happy. And maybe that's a great intention to put out there. I think. You know,
that's
so
true.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
Yeah,
I guess
I do too as well. So Allison, congrats, and we support you in all your in these intentions and everything like that, and want to help you any way we can. And Di is a great author and proofreads, and we'll help you with that too as well. So we have something for you at Angel Coaches. You know that. So I think I've told you that before.
Oh yeah. You did, and actually the workshop that I took with Di, I actually pulled the notes out from that, and that's like my outline for when I started typing the other day. So
yay.
I went back to that. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Cool.
I'm glad you're
back.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. I'll definitely be in touch. I'll be in touch with both of you. Yeah, especially once it's fitted out, but yeah, definitely.
All right, good.
So.
Well, we're running the marathon together.
Have a good New Year.
I know. Happy New Year. So will it be you and I running the marathon, or will it be you and I and one other? You know what I'm asking. Just saying.
No, okay. I know what you're saying. No, we'll do it. We'll definitely do it.
Okay. You'll be fine. So Alan and I will be running the marathon together. It'll be fun anyway.
You guys will be together.
We'll be together. And if there's one other, that'll be your other, and I'll get to have fun watching you and the other.
Oh, let me just tell you something right now. Yeah. No, if I have my other in there, then I won't get to look at the others that are guys that are really hot and sexy. And I have to get another before I can do that. Okay, so it's all good.
Well, that's true. All right, so then you're going to have to remain single until after we win the marathon, so then we can both drool. And watch everything
that's
going on around us.
That's what we'll do. And then I get to say, can you lift up your chest or your shirt, please? Because I need to see your chest to see if you match the man of my dreams, because I don't remember his chest. And then
right. And then I'll go around taking numbers, and then I'll say, and I'll give them all to you. I'll go around to the crowd taking picture shots of everybody, and I'll post it on Instagram for you so you can pick.
Yes, exactly right. I like that idea. Worship it. All good. Okay. Anyway, so that's a great New Year's intention. Archangel Haniel, who is all about moon energy and developing your psychic abilities. So anyway, call on her to help you with your New Year's intention. Write them down. Go out there to the new moon, the new year, and say them, burn them, if you think it's appropriate, or just write it out, because I read mine every day off of my ink paper, construction paper. And then soon enough, if you say them every day for about a few times, you're going to remember them. Well, Taree, I wrote 100 things down. Great, God bless you, man, for remembering those. It's all good. Anyway, you have a wonderful day, Allison, and we'll talk soon. Take care, honey. All right,
thanks.
We've got one more person. Bye. We got one more person to talk to, and Hoshul and Norris. Nobody ever really ignores us. Okay, I don't think, but I know you've got to go. And everything, and I've got to go too. Okay, it's Taree, and I have my friend Di here. What's your New Year's intention? Oh, see, I thought I had a feeling they were going to ignore us.
We have a silent partner.
Yeah. There you go. Is she a holy woman, or is he a holy woman, holy man?
I don't know.
Well, we support you and your intentions there, your New Year's intentions. And yeah, exactly. So if your New Year's intention is to send us good energy, send yourself energy, and have the best year possible, that's a great New Year's intention. It's funny, I knew this person was not going to speak up, so that's okay. All right, so we covered a lot of stuff here today. Most important thing to tap into the magic is being really clear about what you're looking to create, your intentions, and then maybe next year at this time we'll check in and see who really got it. Oh, there you go. Okay. See, the last person I talked to was playing hard to get. All righty. Okay, hi, it's Taree.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, is this Leslie?
Was that for me? The last
time
I didn't
was
know
me.
That. Oh, hi.
Yeah. Hey, honey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Really good.
Good.
Guy's good, too.
Hey, do you have
what
a question?
Doing? Hi, Di.
Hello.
How are you? It's Leslie.
Me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We're good.
All right. How are you doing?
Great, can't complain. What I want to manifest is positivity, all positive energy, and also my business. I want to manifest a successful business. I am going back to school next year as well. Again, I just got my bachelor's this month in health administration, so I'm going back for my bachelor's in nursing sometime next year. And I want to manifest spiritually and physically.
Well, there you go.
Sounds good.
That's good. Yes. Now somebody says to be positive and to be happy. I just got a text from somebody who's listening online. They said, this is funny. Then don't get involved with a man or a woman. Funny.
Anyway, if you want to be positive and happy. People are getting a little facetious this Christmas.
Just a little bit. Okay. So anyway, and if you're, I'm so supportive of you. Whatever we can do at Angel Coaches, Leslie, and I appreciate you so very much because I know you supported Angel Coaches and you've offered some wonderful comments and you got that dry sense of humor like your buddy Di does. Di has a dry sense of humor too as well.
Yeah,
we're all three a little edgy. So it's all good. But anyway, good luck with that. And I know you and I are talking in another, I don't remember, but I've got it written down. So I will talk to you soon. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling in and sharing your intentions with us. We appreciate it. So anyway,
you're welcome.
You bet, yeah. Happy New Year. Not only to her, Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah.
One of the things that, yeah, I know, Happy New Year. And I'm so excited. When that time comes for you to walk down the aisle, I hope you invite me, okay, because I give great wedding presents, and I love wedding cake.
There you go.
Okay, give presents are always good. Anyway, really quickly before we close the call, because I know Di's got somewhere to be, I am doing yearly readings, and I have been so busy with them and other things. That I'm extending it till the first is Wednesday. Now I'm extending it till the following Monday. Okay, so there's a few extra days there because I was ending it the first week in December. So just to give you guys a heads up about that, if you want to get a reading with me, you can email me at Tari@angelcoaches.org. Call me at 954-636-9401. Follow us on Blog Talk, too, as well, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. We appreciate it. And then Facebook me and like our page at facebook.com/angelcoaches. I got to tell you something about that Angel Coaches page. There are some people that are putting some amazing experiences with angels connecting, meditation, and what they're being able to see. I'm getting a friend of mine called me that I work with, and she said that she got a message the other day that she could use her hands to channel energy to help her son heal. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. You know what I mean? And she was, mm-hmm. and she's like this person that's just starting. How cool is that? You know what I mean? And I've got somebody else that's getting ready to post on there about manifesting and making things happen. So if you got a great experience with an angel, or you'd like to have experience with an angel, go to facebook.com/angelcoaches. Read some of the things that we have. Post your own story, or like our page too as well. I think that's Tuesday night. I'm not going to do a show on Tuesday because it's New Year's Eve and people are out partying and having a good time, and that's the way it should be, and enjoying their friends and family. But we'll be back on Thursday, Thursday evening at 8 p.m., and I'm excited about that. And I think that's all for now. Do you have anything you want to say? Oh, Angel Coaches.
No, I wish everybody Happy New Year.
Yeah, we're doing Angel Coaches Press, so you got a book, like Allison was saying, and Donnie and I with Angel Coaches, we're going to help you get it out there in front of everybody. So just remember that. And you guys have a wonderful day and enjoy the rest of your holiday season. It's been wonderful, and I appreciate every one of you guys who donated to help us with the Walmart and also the Alliance Children's Hospital, or their organization, because I'm going to meet with her again this week. And you guys donated toys, and we got some wonderful things for every age group. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for both help with Walmart and Alliance for Children. Anyway, take care, everybody. Have a great day. Have a great now, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye now. Bye, Di.
Bye.